Welcome. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So says the Gospel of John. Tonight we have come, as the world is shrouded evermore in darkness, to celebrate the light that has come into our world and into our life through Jesus the Christ. And I hope that tonight will be a joyful night and a peaceful night as well, for Lord knows that at this time of year especially we are so busy. And half the time the things that we are busy with are preparations for the Lord. And we can be so busy that we are like the innkeeper that we read each year at this time. So busy that we have no room for Christ or even notice who He is. Or we can be like Garrison Keillor, the radio show host, who described his perfect Christmas as those 4 minutes, 5 minutes on Christmas Eve when everything is finally done and you can soak it all in. But why wait until then to have that moment? Let us give ourselves a present this evening as we take this time to appreciate the gift of Jesus Christ, the greatest present we've ever been given, and reflect on the gifts that we give this year. Let us stand and sing together our opening hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, number 148. All hymns are in the chalice hymnal, the red hymnal.
Thank you.
Beloved ones, we meet in this holy season with excitement and joy as we anticipate the wondrous gift of the birth of Jesus. As the shepherds huddled around the manger to welcome the holy child, so we gather to hear the transforming story and offer God our thanksgiving with songs of praise. In the warmth and safety of this sacred space, let us pray. Gracious God, help us to remember those who are cold and alone, that they might find a warm hearth for rest. Bring strength to all who live and work in the midst of violence and danger. Give comfort to those who are in distress and mourning. Give the joy of new life to the grieving and lost. And above all, make our lives show forth your love in the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Our first reading tonight is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 to 7, in which the prophet proclaims the hope of God's Messiah to come.
Isaiah 9, verses 2 to 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nations. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests on his shoulders. And his name, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Let us sing together our hymn, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, number 153.
Thank you.
Let's pray together. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born to us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord, Emmanuel. Amen. Our second reading is from Prophet Micah, chapter 5, verses 2 to 5, in which the prophet foretells the birth of the Savior and where it is to happen.
Micah chapter 5, 2 to 5. You, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judea, for you shall come forth from me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace.
Let us sing O Little Town of Bethlehem, number 144. Let's pray. O come, thou day spring, come and cheer. our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Amen. Third reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 35, in which the angel Gabriel appears to Mary to proclaim that she will be the one to bear the promised Messiah.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this must be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God."
Let us sing "Angels We Have Heard on High," number 155. Let us pray together. Our souls magnify the Lord, and our spirits have rejoiced in God, our Savior, because He has regarded the humility of His handmaid Mary. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call her blessed, because He that is mighty has done great things for us through her. And holy is His name, and His mercy is from generation unto generation to them that fear Him. Amen. Our fourth reading is a poem by Dom Helder Camara, In the Middle of the Night.
Then you chose me to come, God's represent, firstborn sent, to make us one, the voices of doom protest. All these words about justice, love, and peace, all these naive words will buckle beneath the weight of a reality which is brutal and bitter, ever more bitter. It is true, Lord, it is midnight upon the earth, moonless night and starved with stars. But can we forget that you, the Son of God, chose to be born precisely at midnight?
Let us sing our next hymn, Away in the Manger, number 147. Pray together. Be near us, Lord Jesus, we ask Thee to stay close by us forever, and love us, we pray. Bless all the dear children in Thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with Thee there. Amen. On a night of Advent, on a night of candles, it is of course appropriate that we light the Advent candle. The Advent wreath, and the candles on the wreath. So let us pray as we light each candle, and let us silently lift up prayers for those in our lives who are in need of prayer, and prayers of thanksgiving for those who have much joy in their life. Let us pray. As your church throughout the world, Lord, prepares to welcome the miracle of your Son's birth, open our hearts to receive Him, that He may be born in us. Light of the world, shine in our hearts. As you shelter the Holy Family in the poverty of the stable, so we light a candle to remember all who are in pain, despair, or distress this night. Shine the healing light of your countenance upon them. light of the world, shine in our hearts. As Jesus Christ lived among us in human flesh, to restore our life in heaven and on earth, we light this candle for those who are dying and those who have died, that they may know the light of your unending day. Light of the world, shine in our hearts. We bless you, Holy God, for you have visited your people. In human fragility, you reveal the face of divinity. As you gather into your arms all the peoples of the world, that in your embrace we may find blessing and peace and love for one another. We light this candle in honor of our own personal prayers and petitions to you, our Maker, Sustainer, and Redeemer. Let us pray in the way that the Christ child would teach his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our anthem tonight will be sung by Ken Metzger, "Comfort Ye My People."
In Isaiah chapter 40, we read, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. These are the words with which both Isaiah and Handel's Messiah open. Most of us associate them with Advent, since that is the season of the church year in which they are most often read or sung. In that context, it is quite natural to connect them with the comfort that comes to us in the birth of Jesus Christ. What, after all, could be more comforting than the knowledge of this good news?
Fifth reading is a poem by G.K. Chesterton, A Child of the Snows.
A child of the snows. There is heard a hymn where the panes are dim and never before or again. When the nights are strong with the darkness long and the dark is alive with rain. Never we know but in sleet and in snow, the place where the great fires are, that the midst of the earth is a raging mirth and the heart of the earth a star. And at night we went to the ancient inn where the child in the frost is furled. We follow the feet where all souls meet at the end of the world. The gods lie dead where the leaves lie red, for the flame of the sun is flown. The gods lie cold where the leaves lie gold, and a child comes forth alone.
Our next hymn is What Child Is This? Number 162. Let us pray together. Come surely, Lord Jesus, as dawn follows night. Our hearts long to greet you as roses the light. Salvation draw near us, our vision engage. These candles we light for the hope of our age. Amen. Our sixth reading is a poem by Walter Burghardt, People of Ceaseless Hope.
People of ceaseless hope. We must be people of ceaseless hope. Every human act, every Christian act, is an act of hope. But that means we must be people of the present. We must live this moment, really live it. Not just endure it, because this very moment, for all its imperfections and frustration, is pregnant with all sorts of possibilities, is pregnant with the future, is pregnant with love, is pregnant with Christ.
Now let's sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 150. Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. You are strength and consolation. Come, salvation to impart. Dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Amen. Our seventh reading is by Heinrich Heine, Three Holy Kings from the Orient.
three holy kings from the Orient. Three holy kings from the Orient, in town after town, did appear. Oh, where is the way to Bethlehem, you maidens and lads so dear? Neither the young nor the old could say. The kings traveled farther on. They followed a pure and golden star that brightly glittered from afar. Over Joseph's house, the star stood still. The three holy kings entered in. The oxen lowed. The little child cried. And the kings began to sing.
Let us pray. But first, let us sing. We Three Kings, verses 1, 2, and 5, number 172 in the Chalice Hymnal. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune our hearts to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy, never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach us some melodious song, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount we're fixed upon, mount of thy redeeming love. Amen. Our final reading this evening is by Howard Thurman, The Work of Christmas.
Light of Christ every day in every way in all that we do. and in all that we say, then the work of Christmas begins. Howard Thurman. I like it.
Let's sing our final hymn, Go Tell It on the Mountain, number 167. Let us stand. Christ, who by his incarnation gathered all things, earthly and heavenly, into one, bestow upon you the fullness of peace and goodwill, the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always.